First Mishnah, Kol Yodai Takevim Shechnisam Shaloi Kedakam. A handle that was put on quickly and was put on in the wrong fashion, or Shechnisam Kedakam Velay Milka, or he put them in the right way but he didn't put them in completely, or Shemilkin Venishvaru, or he put them in completely and they broke. I really like this. This is a chatitza. I think behind it says the handle obviously is not a chatitza for the kli because that's the way you use it. But if it was put in a way that the handle is not usable, if it's broken in a fashion that's not usable, then it becomes a chatitza. A kli that has a receptacle and you put it upside down, it's not a good tefillah because it can form a ear pocket and the water will not touch the entire inside of the kli. A kli that has some type of protrusion that the water will not come to that area without you tilting it on its side, and you have to tilt it on its side. Kli should a kli which is narrow on both ends and wide in the middle. Also, you also have to tilt it. You have to put the kli in the water in a position that the water will touch every part of the kli. Zufa shepia shakua, a jar that the mouth of the jar is bent downward. So basically, either way you go, you can have a area where the water will not come to. Any time you can venom, you see that you have to make a hole in that area so that the water gets to that area. Kamarin et ziotis eina tahira ashinik venom yitzida. Some other type of kli that has various compartments, and also the compartments, no matter which position you hold in it, water will not come to those compartments unless you make a hole in it, and you have to make that hole. The type of kli with various compartments also had a hole on the side for it to be able to pay for it.